Okay, so you have five or six values that you've identified with the wealth holder. You've pressure tested it a little bit and seen that they have examples. Now, this is an opportunity to ask some questions and really help them understand it better and help you understand them better. So first, you want to ask them, how does this value serve you? Having this value, how does that serve you? How does it work for you? How does it help you out? And they're going to have their own answers and ideas around that. The next thing you want to ask is, how does this value impair you? How does it get in the way? People don't expect that one. But when you start to look at it, it's because values are needs, then you require them. And so that's going to create, that can create impairments of some kind along the way. The next question would be, how do you respond when other people violate that value? And try and get examples from them so that you actually really understand it. But when someone violates that value, how do you react? Give me an example. And sometimes they may do nothing to them, but inside they're seething or they're really upset or they write the person off or whatever it is. But you want to make sure that it's really, really solid. And then the last question around it is, how could this create a blind spot for you? So if you have a lot of weight, a lot of energy going to a specific value, a lot of attention on a certain value, when your attention's one place, it means it's not other places. So how could that create a blind spot for them? And how do we make sure that that blind spot doesn't show up in their planning? So how does this value serve them? How does this value impair them? How does this value, how do you respond when someone else violates this value? And how could this potentially create a blind spot for you? And let's make sure that we avoid that blind spot.